from the point of view of the hunter. Things don't look good for Grandma and Hood. A wolf will eat by gulping huts of meat. That's why it's rude to wolf down your food. Call me optimistic, but damn all the statistics. I'd say it's never too late. It's never too late. Though you're badly masticated and quite eviscerated, I'm a man of vision. I've made a big incision in the wolf's abdomen. I'll hold you out and put you together again. It's never too late. This is nothing I can't tackle with baling wire and spackle, reconnecting pieces and sanding down the creases. It's coming out great. It's never too late. Though you both smell like a tar pit and you're oozing on the carpets, if I saw my own mom be a half-digested zombie just like yesterday, I'd tell her that I loved her anyway. Because I'm alone, alone, I'm out here on my own, with animals to skin and animals to bone. Perhaps now we three can be a family. I'll make it better, you'll see. It's never too late. No, the wolf is vivisected, he still lies uncorrected. I'm showing no contrition for causing your condition. The wolf ought to pay. Let's kill the wolf again some other way. It's never too late. So before the body molders, let's fill it up with boulders. I've got defibrillators that I found while hunting gators. Stand back from the bed and clear! There he goes. Now he's dead. But he was alive, alive, so wonderfully alive and free to run outside and die. So magically alive, tremendously alive. Let's do it again. Clear! Now he's alive. Now he's dead. Let's do it again. Clear! Now he's alive. And now he's dead. Let's do it again. Clear! What I mean, he let out a scream. Let's do it again and do it again until the